AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is calling on Congress to temporarily suspend federal gas and diesel taxes to ease pain at the pump. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says a 90-day federal gas tax holiday will not solve the issue of high prices,
but it will provide families some immediate relief.
He's urging states to suspend their own gas taxes or provide similar relief, and wants oil companies to refine more and charge less.
I'm doing my part. I want the Congress, the states, and the industry to do their part as well.
But the president's past bids to lower prices have done little, and the gas tax holiday idea is largely unpopular among both parties. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell calls it silly.
Another ineffective stunt.
Congressional Democrats have long worried suspending the tax would just give oil companies more profits, with no guarantee drivers would benefit at the pump. Sagar Magani at the White House.
On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says gas prices are weighing on the economy.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Powell says the Fed will assess interest rates on a meeting-by-meeting basis. Police in San Francisco are looking for a suspect. Shots were fired on a subway train. One person was killed, another person injured. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers' bid to repeal the state's dormant abortion ban failed after Republican lawmakers convened and immediately adjourned a special session without taking any action. Several thousand cars, trucks, and recreational vehicles are backed up in long lines at entrances to Yellowstone National Park as it partially reopened today following record floods. The cost and scope of the damage from the floods is still being assessed. This is AP News. A powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least 1,000 people.
Cell phone video provided by Afghanistan State News Agency shows victims hurt in a magnitude 6.1 earthquake early Wednesday, being treated outside of a clinic in a remote village near the border with Pakistan. The narrator describes a rush of injuries and asks for emergency measures to be taken. The earthquake could be felt at least 300 miles away in Pakistan and India. Images circulating online from Paktika province show destroyed stone houses with residents picking through clay bricks and other rubble, and people being carried into helicopters to be evacuated. The UN resident coordinator in Afghanistan says the response is on its way. Many international aid agencies left the country last year after the Taliban took over, complicating rescue and aid efforts. I'm Jennifer King.
A federal judge agreed to postpone a trial for the former leader of the Proud Boys and other members of the extremist group charged with attacking the U.S. Capitol. Ed Donahue, AP News.